council gave the third and final reading of a resolution allowing the Aulgoyce County Engineer's Office to assign addresses to new businesses and new residents in the village of Minster. This is because the county is implementing a new 911 system and is required to put all the new addresses within 72 hours into the computer system for emergency response. So we just felt it would be better for the county engineer's office, since they have access to our plat information and our addresses, to do this for us. Council also gave a second reading of an ordinance approving an execution of an agreement with American Municipal Power for our energy efficiency program. We have been with AMP since 2010 with this program, and our current contract expires at the end of the year. So council went ahead and gave a second reading to re-up the contract for the program. And what the program does is provide us energy efficiency measures to our residents and businesses throughout the village, so that we can compete with other investor-owned utilities and offer the same type of programs. So the cost of the program is $223,656 a year, but the avoidance of future power supply purchases is about $2 million. So for that, $223,000 will save about $2 million over the three-year term. Council also gave a first reading of an ordinance authorizing a mutual aid contract with the Army Fire District. This is an annual thing that we do with the Army Fire District so that our fire department can cover the property in McLean Township that is north of the shore of Lake Laramie. And they pay us $29,950 a year to provide that service. Council also gave first reading of a resolution designating Minster Bank as a depository for public funds. Every 5 years, according to the Higher Vice Code, the village must pass a resolution declaring certain banks as depositories for public funds, and we use Minster Bank. So this is just a renewal of that agreement for the next 5 years. Council also accepted the income tax report from the City of St. Mary's for the month of October. We received $363,179 in income tax dollars for October. This brings us up to a total of $4,491,268 for the year, which is approximately $75,000 more than we had last year.